1st of January, Day 7, the meeting of the Libra College. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. John 1, 5. We have celebrated New Year's Eve, the passing of the old into the new. Often we wake up wondering what has changed. For the world seems the same as before. We have the same problems, the same relationships with people, the same work situation, and so on. At midnight on New Year's Eve, the gates of the new year open in the spiritual worlds. Standing on the other side of the threshold, waiting to enter into the consciousness of the new year, is a veritable river of spiritual energies. Some of these will be destructive in the world. Others are creative powers that will develop new ideas, new impulses within the psyche of those who are attuned to the Christ. These energies are not all released at once. It takes 6 days for them to cross through the gateway into the earth consciousness. In this time, we tend to be distracted by the affairs of life. We have to deal with family needs, social and relationship pressures, and the need to make plans and arrangements for the coming year. Also in this time, it is very easy to close our hearts and minds to the presence of Christ in the world and know him not. But if we can take a different perspective, then we can use this time to discover the realities of Christ behind the interaction of our own world. Librans are especially sensitive to the energies of this day, but we can all take on the spiritual practice of seeing Christ in every person we meet, of perceiving Christ in every act of love that comes towards us, and hearing the voice of Christ in everyone who speaks to us. At this time, and in the days to follow, we are surrounded by Christ in every aspect of our lives. Shall we pray? Christ to the right of me, Christ to the left of me, Christ below me, Christ above me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ to comfort and restore me. Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in the mouth of friend and stranger, Christ all round me, Christ within me, Christ to seek and Christ to win me. And I invoke the forces of the Christ, knowing his power and his might. So shall it
be. So shall it be.